And what was community life like in Uig at that time? Was there a sense of community, or is that just a romanticised notion?
Oh, no, it was very much a local community. As I got to school, I went to Uig Primary School, where my primary teacher, my infant teacher, was Miss Ross. And she was, as her husband, the local gamekeeper, was, she was a Gaelic speaker. But the language of the education system was English. From the age of five, you were given an immersion course in English, and that's how it stayed.
That must have come as a surprise to you, after speaking only Gaelic in your home and up to the age of five, suddenly being told everything's in English.
You're not really told, it's just how it happens. In the classroom, everyone else speaks English, but what happened that was interesting was there were two or three families of my generation who felt that... My little mantra to describe it is that they were brainwashed into thinking that to be bilingual was to be thick. Mm. In other words, they encouraged their children to speak English, which we were all learning to speak anyway, but discouraged them from speaking Gaelic. So I had friends in my class who didn't, although their parents were both Gaelic speakers, they didn't speak Gaelic. So in the playground, even from a very early stage, you had this curious situation where the lads from Ayrlish or Glenconnan, the hill country, they were all Gaelic speakers. But one or two from the metropolis, from the centre of the village, it was a tiny wee village, didn't speak Gaelic. So English was very much in the playground from quite an early stage.
But you don't remember feeling sort of resentful?
No.
Because after all...